The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on the economy, the healthcare system, and public transit ridership throughout Maryland. As more people stay home, that has left the Maryland Transit Authority the task of accommodating essential workers with fewer buses. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Before Megan heads home from a grueling shift of treating patients with COVID-19, the emergency department nurse heads to a locker room.
So I'll change totally, like head to toe, into new clothes, new shoes, wash my hands, I'll put on a mask. My hair is covered at work, so I'll take off that.
The nurse, who asks that we only use her first name and not name her hospital, wants to make sure that she's as clean as can be before she walks to her bus stop. She's been taking the same bus route to her 12-hour shifts for years. But under the pandemic, her daily commute, as with many others, has drastically changed. With more people staying home, the Maryland Transit Authority's bus ridership is down about 60%. The agency has changed many regular bus schedules to Saturday ones, where fewer buses run. And they've given operators the discretion to limit bus capacity in order to promote social distancing. For Megan, fewer buses and fewer spots for riders available means she's always worried about making it to and from her shifts.
The other night I took it when I got off at like 11:30, but if I missed that bus, there wasn't going to be another one for 90 minutes and there were no rideshare backups. So it was just really stressful. Like, you know, I hope that bus comes and I hope I'm, you know, one of the first 10 people on it. And even it being at like, you know, 11:45 at night when it came, like there were still 8 people on it.
Her morning commute is even more of a gamble, so she started to arrange for rides with her partner. She says that rideshare apps like Uber or Lyft have long wait times or are just too expensive.
So it's just put a lot of stress on like trying to figure out how to get to work. If you skip people, then people can't get to their essential jobs. They can't get food. They can't get medicine. They can't get to or from the hospital.
Some bus operators are also on edge. The MTA has taken precautions to protect them. Riders must board at the back of the buses to promote social distancing. But still, operators can be exposed to hundreds of riders over the course of a shift. Several I spoke to say they're deeply worried about their health, especially when it comes to potentially exposing someone they live with to the virus. Under orders from the governor, riders must wear masks. But one operator says that a radio dispatcher told him to let people on with or without them.
They came out and said not deny service to anyone. So it was like they were kind of contradicting themselves.
This operator quit his job in April because the stress overwhelmed him. He was advised by his union not to give his name for this story because he'd like to eventually reapply to the job.
I always would want to come back in the future, but right now with this whole pandemic going on, well, I can't really put myself at risk.
Public transportation assumes conflicting roles during this crisis, the same way grocery stores do. It's a potential avenue for the spread of disease and a lifeline. Data from Transit Center, a national transit advocacy organization, says that about 40% of transit commuters in Baltimore City are essential workers, and healthcare workers like Megan make up the largest share of that number. That begs the question, what's the right balance between limiting human interaction on public transit while still providing a level of service that lets essential functions continue?
On one hand, it's keeping our employees safe, and on the other, it's really keeping the public safe.
That's Kevin Quinn, the CEO of the Maryland Transit Authority, who's dealing with a crisis for which there's no playbook. He says there's tension between providing enough service for everyone while keeping everyone safe.
It forces us at times to modify service and reduces our ability to provide service. So, you know, again, I think we're to do the best we can to keep the region moving and its operators as much as we can.
Quinn says staff has reached out to hospitals and other essential businesses to try to understand peak shift times.
What we're trying to do is maintain core service along critical routes. So, you know, part of this, you know, has been building these new relationships, great relationships with local hospitals.
The MTA has added extra buses to some of those critical routes, but ultimately, safety and curbing the spread of the coronavirus is Quinn's top priority. After a bus operator came down with COVID-19 in late March, the MTA closed its Baltimore Eastern Division to try to prevent a spread. As a result, over a dozen bus lines were briefly suspended, leaving some riders stranded. Now operators get their temperatures checked when they report to work. They get masks, and they're encouraged to stay home if they feel sick.
We're doing everything we can, really, to keep our employees safe, and that can result in a reduced workforce.
Quinn says his agency's operators are already going above and beyond. He calls them unsung heroes. Brian O'Malley is the president of the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance, a transit advocacy group. He says riders simply need more robust transit during this crisis.
There are people who use public transportation who are able to work remotely now and who are able to put off trips that they would ordinarily be making under other circumstances. But that's not everybody.
O'Malley says because so many essential workers are transit dependent, a solid transit infrastructure is one of the support systems that will allow the region to fight and survive the pandemic.
Public transportation is an essential service, and it's helping people make essential trips, even during this pandemic. Getting healthcare workers to their jobs, getting people who work at grocery stores to their jobs, helping people get to the pharmacy if they need medication. So it's not as simple as everybody staying away.
Quinn, the MTA administrator, agrees. So does Megan, the nurse. She's managing to get rides to her early morning shifts, but she knows that's not the reality for everyone. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.